live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A. My name is DJ Phone. We've got a really mixed bag for you today. We're going to start out the show by talking to Kevin Hand. He is one of the owners of the new Zounds hearing aids franchise in Prescott Valley, or in Prescott. It's in the Frontier Village Shopping Center, and Kevin has all sorts of great advice on how to make sure you maintain that very precious sense of hearing and how he can help you do exactly that. Coming up after the news break with Link, we will hear my interview with Don Winslow. Now, Don Winslow, several years ago, published a knockout novel called The Cartel. It was based in no small part on his own experience dealing with Mexican drug gangs. Well, the book The Cartel by Winslow became the Oliver Stone movie Savages, starring Blake Lively and Taylor Kitsch, a very thrilling film. John Travolta was also in that. Well, Don Winslow has a new book out. It's called The Force. And if you ever read or saw the movie Prince of the City, it'll remind you a little bit of that, a little bit of Serpico, because this is about a New York City police force that has gone dirty. Why? That's what Winslow talks about, because he has the personal experience to describe exactly why some police departments have a few rogue characters, and the book The Force will explain why. You'll hear that interview after the news with Link. In the meantime, you know, of course, the Super Bowl is coming up this Sunday. I mean, how can you avoid it? And yes, the Super Bowl is the most overblown sports event of the entire sports calendar. It's ridiculously overinflated in terms of its hype and its self-importance. Well, you know, because of that, because it is ubiquitous, of course, you're going to see the occasional business trying to take advantage of that. Well, the NFL's legal beagles have gone after those people. So the reason I'm saying this is if you see your grocery store with a big ad saying, stock up for the big game, they don't say Super Bowl because the NFL won't let them. This is a letter direct from the National Football League legal office. It says, the NFL diligently protects its copyright and trademark rights associated with the conference championship playoff games and the Super Bowl. Indeed, the NFL has had a long history of aggressively guarding its trademarks and has not hesitated to prosecute those it believes are improperly using its trademarks. Now, they say that when it comes to using NFL trademarks in marketing, promotions, advertising, you need express written permission, i.e. money, with the NFL and the teams involved. They say you cannot use these terms in your marketing, advertising, or promotions, either on air, in print, or online. You can't say Super Bowl, Super Sunday. Can't use the Super Bowl logo. Can't say NFL. Can't say NFL, AFC, or NFC. You can't say National Football League. You can't say American Football Conference. You can't say National Football Conference. And my favorite, you can't even say any team name in your promotions or your marketing or your advertising. Now, you may, now this is according to the NFL legal office, you may say or print the big game in Minneapolis or the professional football championship game or the date of the game. Well, thank you for that. My favorite one is this. Oh, you also can't name, you can name the cities of the competing teams. You just can't name the team names. My favorite part, you can make fun of the fact that you can't say the phrase Super Bowl. So that's my favorite part. Here's where it gets ridiculous. The NFL and its authorized agents and licensees are the only legal sources for the distribution of tickets to a conference championship game or the Super Bowl. Your station should not conduct a promotion giving away tickets to these games, even if your station validly purchased the tickets. only if your station or a third-party contest sponsor has written authority from the NFL to be an official sponsor for the game may you safely conduct this type of promotion. In that instance, you should require written confirmation that the sponsor is permitted by the NFL to give away the tickets you legally purchased. And we wonder why Shakespeare wrote, "First, we kill all the lawyers." Oh, boy, going to love that big football game this Sunday, especially knowing all that. Well, the good news is we have Kevin Hand just around the corner. He's coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
AMCO does total car care, too. It's worth repeating, AMCO does total car care, too. We built our reputation as the top transmission shop, but we're actually experts at everything about your car. Don't wait till it breaks. Get on a regular maintenance program. We'll even check your engine light for free. I'm Gary Denton, owner of AMCO on Highway 69 in Prescott Valley. We'll make you happy and keep you and your car smiling. I guarantee it. The people who know go to AMCO. AAMCO.
This is Tom Dolan of Foothills Bank, and we want to thank Prescott Valley for the warm welcome to the community. Our new branch, which recently opened on Glassford Hill Road, has been embraced by our existing and new customers who are taking advantage of our totally free personal and business checking. Please come by and see what everyone is talking about. You'll be glad you did. We're located on Glassford Hill Road next to Starbucks. For more information, visit us at foothillsbank.com. Foothills Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, my name is Cody Ann Yarns, and I'm the owner of the Cody Ann team at Realty Executives, a real estate sales team.
And I'm Michael Yarns, owner of Rent Right Management Solutions. Cody Ann and I both earned our bachelor's degrees from Prescott College.
Prescott is where we met 12 years ago, and Prescott College is where we learned the skills we needed to be successful entrepreneurs. Every day, we are proud of the work we are doing to enrich our community.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 310. Kevin Hand is in the house. Kevin, tell us about your new business in Frontier Village.
Sure, absolutely.
Well, first off, thank you very much for having me on. I met someone from the station last week at our ribbon cutting. We have a brand new store open in Prescott Valley. Mm-hmm. It's on the north side of Highway 69. It's in the same plaza as Safeway, and
I was under the impression this was the one in Frontier Village. Was I incorrect in that?
Yes, incorrect.
Oh, sorry
about
that.
It's in Prescott Valley. It's called Zounds Hearing.
Sure.
And it's north of 69, as I was saying, in the same plaza as Safeway.
Oh, sure.
And it's right next to Sally B's, which I've become increasingly fond of over the last couple months.
I've been
months.
To Sally B's yeah. probably 15 times with the Friday Fish Fry.
Yes.
Well, you guys opened the doors when?
We opened back in October.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, we've been... open ever since and doing really well right now.
Now, this is not your first store, is it?
No, it's not. We have several locations. The headquarters is actually in Chandler, Arizona, uh-huh. and there are several offices throughout the valley. We just opened some of our most recent locations is the Prescott Valley. Also opened a couple down south in Tucson. And then we are spread out throughout the country as uh-huh. well, the Midwest and on the coast.
What got you involved in the hearing aid business?
The hearing aid business. That's a very good question. And I will say that really what led to it is, I don't know if you're a religious man, but a lot of prayer, for one. I believe that God opens doors when you ask Him to. And one thing that myself in particular was looking for is I wanted to find a business I could be a part of mm-hmm. that I know it's kind of cliche. Everyone wants to be a part of business that helps people. That's what everybody wants. But at the end of the day, some people do value that more than others.
Sure.
And I find the industry and this line of work of fitting people with hearing aids and actually getting to witness the direct correlation, what you're doing, and that eye-opening experience where they're able to hear their loved one.
Mm-hmm.
They can hear
the baby cry for the first time.
Even go outside and hear the birds chirping.
Yeah.
You have people break down in tears in the office, and it's very unique in that it is a very intrinsically rewarding line of work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Take us through a little bit of the history of the company.
Sure. So Zounds opened back in 2006, so it's been around for about 10 or 11 years. Actually, it has a pretty interesting origin story. Sam Thomason, he's an electrical engineer. He was born and raised here in Arizona. His daughter, Kate, when she was a toddler, she had an illness that caused her to run a high fever. What that did is it damaged a lot of her nerve cells in her ear. As a result, she lost most of her hearing as a young girl.
Hmm.
So, Sam was an electrical engineer. He worked for Honeywell, which most people are familiar with.
Sure.
Long story short, over the course of several years, he recruited several engineers to work alongside of him and actually set up a lab where it all started in the basement of his home. And they single-handedly developed 57 patents exclusive to hearing aid technology and the fit of hearing aids. And by the time Kate was 16 years old, she was actually fit with her very first set of Zounds hearing aids, mm-hmm. aka Daddy's hearing aids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. And I would imagine the trade name Zounds, part of it, of course, it rhymes with sounds. And second, that might be the reaction people have when they finally hear normally for the first time in heaven knows how long, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mentioned before, you have people, it's not uncommon when you're in that office to have people, especially if they're there with a loved one. Most common instance is a wife dragging in her husband.
I was going to ask about that.
Mm-hmm. Dragging in her husband, and he is fit with hearing aids. And when he's able to hear her voice, and she recognizes, oh my goodness, he hears me. I know he hears me right now. I'm 20 feet away. Mm-hmm. We're across the parking lot, whatever it is. And the wife starts crying. And it produces a lot of special moments like mm-hmm. that.
I would imagine, too, the first time, if you've gone for a long time and your hearing is leaving you, and you get fitted with hearing aids that are the right calibration and everything for you, I would imagine the first time you go to a concert has got to be astounding.
Yes. I actually am from the Midwest, mm-hmm. Near Chicago, and we had a client out there who swore, he had actually, you were talking about someone who maybe has never worn hearing aids before. This was a gentleman who had been wearing hearing aids for, whether it's several years or decades. he said he enjoyed going to the symphony. He went to a symphony in Chicago for the first time with his Zounds hearing aids. And he said it was the first time he was able to distinguish all of the instruments and hear it the way
did. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's... but oftentimes the first thing that people notice, it's fun going to concerts, it's fun having those types of special events. But right in the office when they hear their spouse's voice, or usually, to be honest, the first thing they notice is kind of those insignificant, quote, sounds that we take for granted.
Sure.
The crinkling paper.
Mm-hmm.
It could be the sound of their hair when they scratch their head. It's the sound of the grass beneath their feet. It's when they're pulling out of the parking lot and they turn on their turn signal. Like,
what's
the first time
sound?
I've heard that sound.
Yeah, that's got to be kind of startling. So is it your experience that some people have equal hearing loss in either ear, or is there often a big difference from one ear to the other?
More often than not, it is what's known as a bilateral hearing loss. There can be some variance, but typically it's a very similar level of loss in both ears. It's pretty rare that you have someone come in and one ear is completely normal and the other ear has a loss, or one ear is completely deaf and the mm-hmm. other ear needs to be fit with a hearing aid. Your run-of-the-mill hearing loss most often we see in our offices is that bilateral hearing loss equal in both ears.
See, the reason I asked that, my dad was a long-distance truck driver, and he did a lot of his trucking with the window down, which means a lot of roaring
yep.
wind going through his left ear while his right ear is hearing the radio in the cab. So,
yeah, absolutely. And if he were to have a hearing test done, I don't know if he ever has before, you might notice, because of those unique circumstances, you might notice there's a 10 decibel difference mm-hmm. between the left ear and the right ear at these certain frequencies.
Mm-hmm. What makes a Zounds hearing aid different from a normal hearing aid?
Well, I mean, there's several reasons that I believe our customers, you know, really enjoy and love their hearing aids, improves their quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to choose a couple, I would say our two strong suits, kind of our calling cards, what people know us for. One is the rechargeability. Your average hearing aid, and people are kind of catching on, getting a little bit better about this, but your average hearing aid still requires some of the tiniest batteries in the world, and they require consistent changing, usually about once a week or so, which is not only added cost of buying the batteries, but really it's just an added hassle. Zounds hearing aids are rechargeable. They function very similar to a cell phone. Most people have a charging station that comes included with their hearing aids. They set it next to their nightstand, and you drop your hearing aids in the charger before you go to bed, and when you wake up in the morning, they're good to go. They're going to last all day, and the batteries actually don't go bad for about a year to 18 months, mm-hmm. and then we replace them, and we do it at no charge.
We are talking to Kevin Hand from Zounds Hearing Aids. Give me once again your correct location.
The correct location for Zounds Hearing is in Prescott Valley. It's at 7680 East State Road 69 in Prescott Valley again, and that is in the Safeway Shopping
Center. Just say next to Sally B's.
Everybody, next to Sally B's.
Everybody knows
Sally
that
B's.
Is. There
yes.
you go. We got more coming up with Kevin Hand in just a moment on today's Talk of a Town. On today's Q&A on
Why,
the Talk
you.
Of the Quad Cities. Yeah, indeed. Well, it's one of those days, folks. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood.
Hi everyone, I'm Sandy from Yavapai County Contractors Association, and I say, don't start without us. When you call YCCA, I'll give you a list of reputable, reliable contractors so you'll know who to call for all your construction jobs, big or small. If you need work done on your home or office, one call does it all. Call me, 778-0040. Yavapai County Contractors Association, 778-0040. Don't start without us.
Think about your last vacation. It's a new year and time to think about what you want, what's important to you, and how you want to spend your time. This is Bob Bean from Affinity RV. When you travel in an RV, you vacation on your terms. No trying to find a departure to fit your schedule, check bag fees, early checkout times, or unpacking and repacking with every stop.
In an RV, you explore the great outdoors at your own pace. Design your own adventure instead of taking a guided tour. Relax in your comfortable home away from home. You can even take your pets with you. Teach your kids by visiting a national park or finding the Big Dipper in a sky full of stars. This year, focus on where you want to go. At Affinity RV, we spent over 20 years helping people discover which RV is right for them. We're proud once again to be awarded one of the top 50 RV dealers in the U.S. and Canada. Visit AffinityRV.com or stop by any of our three locations. Plot your own travel destiny because hotels tend to frown on building campfires for s'mores.
Laying awake at night with that all too familiar what if, or going through the probate process with a family member or friend, you have worked hard building this life. Protect your legacy, gain peace of mind that your estate and family will be taken care of by putting in place a properly drafted estate plan. Hi, I'm Mike Menlove with Menlove Law, TFC, and Estate Document Service. Come in to see us and talk about your estate planning. Don't wait until it's too late to plan for the future. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
The hassles of property management can leave you frazzled. Lengthy background checks, bad tenants, interpreting landlord-tenant laws. At Top Notch Property Management and Sales, we're experts in property management, from marketing and tenant screening to lease negotiation and timely rental payments. Top Notch knowledge and expertise, along with 28 years of real estate experience, will take the hassle out of property management so that you can enjoy being an owner and not a landlord. Discover why we're top notch. Give us a call, 772-4801, or online at topnotchprescott.com.
There's a lot of propane companies out there, but not many that have been around as long as Yavapai Bottle Gas since 1987. Same owners, same values, and same fair pricing. Yavapai Bottle Gas has lots of options, too, like their pre-buy program or budget payment plans. You can always count on Yavapai Bottle Gas for straightforward, professional propane service where you want it, when you want it. Give your friends at Yavapai Bottle Gas a call at 776-9007, and don't forget to say thanks.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
We are back live with Kevin Hand. Who are your partners, by the way, in this store?
The partners in the store. So the store is run by a couple different hearing specialists. Right now, actually, we're primarily using a hearing specialist by the name of David O'Donnell.
Mm-hmm.
He's been doing it for some time, and he is very good. I was actually on my way over here. I stopped into the office, and there was a woman sitting in there. She was having an adjustment made on her hearing aids, and she made a point to pull me aside and say, "I want you to know that David is amazing," and just continued to go on and give a 5-minute testimonial. So
that's always nice to hear.
Yeah, we take a lot of pride in the customer service aspect. And
on the customer service aspect, I'm glad you brought that up, because I've seen some rumblings in the legislature, both here in the state and federally, that some people are trying to make these into over-the-counter things. That's something I would imagine you don't want to leave to a layman, correct?
Correct. It's a little bit scary for us on the other end of the table who have invested so much into this industry. I don't know that it will catch on, though, because the problem with the over-the-counter at the end of the day is it's very difficult to have those be custom programmed for an individual. Kind of like prescription eyeglasses. These are prescription hearing aids. They are programmed based on what this individual sitting in front of me is saying their difficulties lie with their hearing. And the hearing tests that we do are going to reveal to us each individual pitch and frequency that needs to be adjusted.
It's not just volume, is it?
No, not at all.
That's what people fall prey to.
I mean, to be honest, if speaking of over-the-counter, you can go to your local Walmart and buy a pair of what they would probably market as over-the-counter, quote, hearing aids. They're simply amplifiers, and most often they end up in the trash.
Because to compare them, like you were saying, with eyeglasses, it's like buying a $5 pair of magnifiers to wear. It's just not the same thing.
It's a very good comparison. And those hearing aids as well, and they're actually, again, not technically classified as hearing aids, they're not FDA-approved devices, and the FDA has come out and said, we do not want you using these to treat hearing loss.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned before, sometimes it takes the wife dragging the husband in. Why are some people hesitant to take action, even if they know they're losing a little bit of their hearing?
Well, it's funny you bring that up. I read a study the other day that people, on average, wait about 7 to 10 years.
Years.
7 to 10 years before they take action on Ooh. Their hearing loss. Now, there's lots of reasons why that may be. I think, in my experience, some of the more common ones are, you know what? I think one that comes to mind is people think of their parents' hearing aids or their grandparents' hearing aids. And what's important to remember is just like your cell phone mm-hmm. is not what your parents or grandparents had years and years ago.
Sure.
Hearing aids are on a very similar production cycle mm-hmm. and have gone through the same type of technological advances
yeah.
that those have.
Sure.
And I think that's what throws a lot of people off too, is their only experience with hearing aids is, my grandpa used to wear hearing aids, and I remember he hated them, and they were these big, gaudy things.
So
and
in those days, vanity was a big cause of it, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And they're very small nowadays, because we know about that, of course. But
yeah, they're much smaller. More importantly, they're much more effective nowadays. But, as far as vanity goes, it's a real thing. I try to put myself in our client's shoes. If I was in their shoes, I'd feel the same way. I wouldn't want some big, gaudy hearing aid
sure.
that everyone notices. But the fact is, nowadays, the product that is out there, it's not noticeable. We have customers. If you have any hair at all, it covers it.
Yeah.
But, we have customers that we'll say they're follicularly challenged. I think that's the politically correct
I can use that.
Word.
Yeah.
But
follicularly challenged.
Yeah. And you do not notice these things.
Sure. But I would bet in more cases than not, it takes the spouse or someone living with them to finally say, Dad or Mom, you really need to come with me to get your hearing checked. Because I would imagine the person who has the hearing issue have gotten so used to that, they think no matter how good or how bad their hearing is, it's normal.
Well, and that's why so many people are in denial about it. It's because, in general, your hearing loss takes place, the type of hearing loss that we generally see in the office, takes place so slowly, so gradually, that you don't realize you're not hearing something the yeah. way you are supposed to be hearing something.
Mm-hmm.
How would you know? So what happens is your friends and family are always the first people to notice.
Yeah.
That's one of the signs that maybe it's time to have a hearing test done.
Sure.
When the spouse or a family member says, you should go have your hearing checked.
Mm-hmm.
When the person first hears that, they say, I don't have a hearing problem. I don't know what they're talking about. But that's the reality. Other people are going to notice it first.
Right. Or if you hear the neighbor's TV turned up real, real loud, that means they may have a hearing problem, right? Or if you have to pick up the pitch to talk to somebody, they can't hear you the first time. Or I would imagine you're in a movie theater. Why don't they turn the volume up? Nobody else has a problem hearing it. That might be a clue, right?
Yeah, or they're in their car right now listening to the radio station, and they've got it cranked to, 86% or whatever it is.
That's, you look at the demographics in this area. I wonder how many baby boomers, like myself, are coming to you because we spent a few too many hours with the headphones on and the stereo cranked. We're paying the price now, aren't we?
There are a lot of people paying the price now. Having said that, what I always try to tell people is you can't live your life in a bubble.
Yeah.
If you live a normal life, you're active, you participate in fun activities, concerts, sporting events, even riding in the car with the window
mm-hmm.
down, there is a decent chance that at some point in your life, you may need a little bit of help with your hearing.
Sure.
And it's not something to be embarrassed of or to be regretful about. It's just, really, it's an indication that you lived a normal life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you guys do anything for tinnitus?
Yes, actually, there's a couple ways to treat tinnitus. And tinnitus, for anyone listening, that's that annoying ringing or
yes.
buzzing in your ear.
Yeah.
And we see a lot of that. It typically does go hand in hand with a hearing loss. I won't get too technical, but hearing aids in general provide some relief with tinnitus because they provide what's called a masking effect. Mm-hmm. Essentially, when your environment is amplified at an appropriate level, the ringing in your ears is... The perception is that it's decreased.
Yeah.
You don't hear it as much. It's not as noticeable. In addition to that, we have product nowadays. We talked about the technological advancements. We have product that actually has a software within it that can pinpoint what type of frequency that ringing, that buzzing is taking place in, mm-hmm. and produce a counter frequency to eliminate that. It's weird science, but... It works.
That's what we do with some of our software here for our programming here. That sounds like what the Dolby people did with noise reduction for years.
Yeah.
They mask it.
It's very similar technology to that. It's masking software. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, you can't actually cure that ringing in the ear, but you can treat it and mm-hmm. get it to the point where you don't even notice it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Kevin Hand, how can people make an appointment with you over at Zounds near Sally B's in the Safeway Shopping Center in Prescott Valley?
Well, we would always welcome you to stop in and say hello if you're at Sally B's or doing some shopping at Safeway. But probably the best way to schedule a free hearing test is to call our phone number. It is 928-719-7440. Mm-hmm. That is the number for the Prescott Valley Zounds Hearing location.
We are so glad you came in today. This is something that more people need to take note of because sometimes they can wait too long, can't they?
Yes, they can.
Indeed,
they
can.
Absolutely can.
And do you have a web page?
We do. It's simply www.zoundshearing.com.
Very good. Kevin Hand, Zounds Hearing Aids, thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned because we've got news coming up with Link and then a chat with author Don Winslow, whose new book, The Force, will be coming out as a movie produced by 20th Century Fox and Ridley Scott coming out in about a year. Stay tuned for that. Don Winslow, The Force, on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cotton. Streaming live at KQA.com.
Hi, James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey folks, it's Reagan with Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling. Are you thinking about installing a new heating and cooling system? We offer quality, constant comfort, day and night heating and cooling equipment. We perform complete load calculations during our visit and offer you options that fit the best equipment to your home and your budget. Call today for a free in-home estimate, 458-8177. Ask about our winter special. Visit pvhac.com. Follow us on Facebook. No gimmicks, just constant comfort, day and night. Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
Natalie Toro, star of Broadway, will treat the audience with hits from your favorite musicals in a one-woman show that is designed for the whole family.
Oh my goodness, I love this show.
You won't want to miss this rare opportunity to see and hear a Broadway star for one incredible performance at the Elks Theater. Natalie Toro in concert this Saturday evening at the Prescott Elks Theater. Tickets available online at the box office or by calling 777-1370.
Hi, Leah here from City of Prescott Water Resource Management. Join us for the new educational series called Water Smart, Drop by Drop. This educational series will take place on the third Wednesday of the month at noon at the Prescott Public Library. The next installment will take place Wednesday, March 21st at noon, and we will talk about how a watershed works. Together, we'll become a water smart community. Again, that's March 21st at noon at the Prescott Public Library. See you there. For more information, log on to PrescottWater.com or give us a call at 928-777-1645.
The Celebrate Life Health Expo 2018, sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, is on its way to Prescott Valley. Join us Saturday, March 3rd, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at our new venue, the Prescott Valley Event Center, 3201 North Main Street. Rain or shine, the indoor event center will be your one-stop location to learn all about health and wellness in the Quad Cities. Learn healthy living tips from the pros, specific to the needs and interests of young families, as well as older adults. results. You'll find a wide variety of wellness information on topics such as heart health and preventing falls. Enjoy free health screenings, fitness and cooking demonstrations, and nutrition resources. Meet some of the Northern Arizona Sun's basketball players. Find out about volunteer opportunities throughout the community. Connect with veteran services and much more. Bring the whole family to the Celebrate Life Health Expo at the Prescott Valley Event Center, Saturday, March 3rd from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
AM 1130 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, the talk of the Quad Cities. Good afternoon. It's Tuesday, January the 30th. With news and weather, I'm Gregory Scott reporting for KQ&A. Brought to you this hour by Wallach and Volk. A Flagstaff man and Colorado man have been arrested in an undercover prostitution sting conducted over the weekend. This operation targeted persons who would willingly hire underage or adult prostitutes. After the suspects answered an internet ad, they made arrangements to meet the prostitutes, who are actually undercover law enforcement officers. You have a Pike County Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight D'Elvin explains one of the suspects, 37-year-old Christopher Tony of Colorado, offered a unique method of payment.
Tony indicated he would offer a purebred blue-nosed pit bull puppy as payment for the sex act and did, in fact, bring this dog to the motel room where he was arrested. Tony remains in custody on a $2,500 bond.
D'Elvin calls these cases like this troubling.
The team of combined law enforcement officers apprehended these men who, even with knowledge some of the prostitutes were legally considered children, still intended to exploit them anyway through paid sex acts.
Also arrested, 18-year-old Brandon Bleeker of Flagstaff, charged with engaging in child prostitution as well. Bleeker also charged with criminal impersonation after he gave law enforcement officers a false name. He has been released pending a court hearing. Arizona Republicans excited about their Senate prospects after this weekend's state GOP convention. Now the question, will Congressman Paul Gosar make it a four-way race for the Republican nomination?
You know, I haven't said no and I haven't said yes. The deadline is the end of May, so we keep an open mind and see where we go.
Gosar says he sees big problems in the U.S. Senate.
The Senate is not functional, and I've put forward ideas to get it functional and actually tried to pick fights to get it back to its functionality, in which a debate is actually happening and they're not hiding behind arcane rules.
Candidates seeking the Republican nomination include former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio, former state senator and 2016 Senate candidate Kelly Ward, and United States Representative Martha McSally. Sally, in your KQ&A weather forecast, clear skies and chilly tonight in the Prescott area, 34 for the overnight low, sunny and 65 tomorrow, temperatures in the middle 60s for the rest of the week. In the Verde Valley, clear and 35 overnight, sunny and 74 for your Wednesday, temperatures right around 72 right on into the weekend. That's news and weather brought to you this hour by Wallach and Volk. I'm Gregory Scott reporting for AM 1130, my 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, online worldwide at KQNA.com.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
Today, children everywhere are making preparations for an event of world-shaking significance.
KQ&A is the place to be Super Bowl Sunday. Our Super Bowl broadcast is brought to you by York Dodge, the Lynx Lake Cafe, Prescott Tire Pros, Foothills Bank, Barrett Propane, Jennifer Griffin State Farm Insurance, Affinity RV, the City of Prescott, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Jackass Barn Grill, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Randall's Restaurant in Cottonwood, Country Bank, and the Prescott Resort and Conference Center. Beginning at noon, KQ&A brings you the most in-depth radio coverage, getting you ready for Super Bowl 52 between the New England Patriots and Philadelphia Eagles. At 3 o'clock, it's the one and only official Super Bowl 52 pregame, taking you right to kickoff at 4:35. Remember, Super Bowl Sunday exclusively on KQ&A, AM 1130, my 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. If it's Super Bowl Sunday, it's the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. We have on the line Don Winslow. He is the author of a riveting new book called The Force. Now, Don, you have done an awful lot of novels and screenplays. Tell us some of the movies that have come about from your books.
Boy, there's just been a couple so far and two more in process. One was called Bobby Z with, sadly, the late Paul Walker, who was a great guy. And then a film called Savages that Oliver Stone directed. And then right now, a book of mine called The Cartel is in process with Ridley Scott, and The Force, this new book, is going to be directed by James Mangold, and I just found out written by the Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright David Mamet.
Now, there were people concerned for your security after The Cartel was published and after you did a nonfiction story for Esquire about El Chapo, correct?
Correct, yeah. Yeah, listen, I don't want to make too big a deal of it, and I would never want to compare myself with, you know, the Mexican journalists who have been and continue to be murdered by the cartels. I'm not in that kind of jeopardy. I'm an American fiction writer, you know, sitting up here pretty safely north of the border. But yeah, I do get some threats from time to time. I don't know how seriously I take them, but I do get them.
In The Force, yep. Your protagonist, Danny Malone, is a highly decorated officer. He wants to be a good cop. Why can't he be?
For a lot of reasons. You know, one, the job itself kind of mitigates against it. You know, when you talk about corruption, you're really talking not about one thing, but about two things. There's financial corruption, where the temptations are so great because of drug money, and that's what Denny falls to. But there are other kinds of corruption. You know, there are the corruptions of shortcuts, when you're trying to take a legitimately bad person off the streets, and you can't quite do it by the book, and so you start making shortcuts to do it. You know, cheating on warrants and planting evidence and that kind of thing, and Denny falls prey to that as well.
In your experience, and having been with so many police officers and prosecutors, people in the law enforcement chain of command, how would you explain the flow of corruption involving street-level thugs, high-level politicians, and everyone in between?
You know, about every 20 years, there's a major corruption scandal in the New York Police Department, and they're by no means, of course, unique in that regard. Most big city police departments go through that. And in New York, historically, it was systemic. You know, it used to be that, you know, a patrolman paid the sergeant, and the sergeant paid the lieutenant paid the captain, and the captain paid the inspector, and the money kept on its way up. But I think when we really look at the issue of corruption, we can't isolate it and just look at police. Corruption runs through the entirety of society. Money changes hands. Favors change hands. And that happens from, you know, the halls of Congress right on down to a corner in Harlem. So I think police officers, and I agree with them, quite rightly resent when the focus on corruption comes down to a sergeant or a patrolman or a detective, and everybody else gets a pass.
When you deal with very, very bad people, as cops do all the time, how difficult is it to not use their own tactics in order to defeat them?
It's very hard not to. I think it's very hard not to. And listen, there's a wide range of cops in regard to this. Do you know what I mean? There's a spectrum. I think a lot, maybe most cops, are just strictly by the book. And if they can't get them by the book, then they think, well, that's unfortunate, but I'm not going to get them. And I think that that's most police officers, really, particularly in this modern era. But there are other cops who are going to throw more to the corner of the plate and occasionally going to throw beanballs, you know, and are going to cut corners and do whatever they have to get those guys. And Denny Malone, you know, the main character in this book, is one of the latter. And I get it. I understand it. I'm not sure I always agree with it, but I get it.
In your book, on 2.5 pages, you list 178 police officers. Who are these people?
sadly, tragically, these are officers who were killed, murdered, really, in the line of duty just during the time it took me to write the book.
Wow.
By the time, you know, I mean, it took me years to research it, but just during the time I sat down to write it, you know, type it up, 178 of these men and women in America were murdered. And I think it's good for us to know their names. It's good for us to acknowledge them.
In the June 23rd issue of Entertainment Weekly, they have a two-page review of The Force. How did it feel to open up that magazine and see your review in it?
Pretty crazy, man. You know, I mean, look, I've been very, very lucky in my career with reviews and very fortunate with a lot of good press, a lot of good reviews on this book. I'm really grateful, you know, more than anything. This is the job I've always wanted, and so I'm grateful to have it. And it kind of just sets the bar, you know, because you just want to do better on the next book.
Now, you spent 2 years, I understand, working child sexual abuse cases as a private investigator, and you worked for a security company luring would-be muggers into sting operations. You must enjoy the adrenaline rush of danger, huh?
You know, if I'm going to be really honest, yeah. I mean, I probably should deny that vociferously, but there is something about adrenaline that's pretty kicky, you know, and kind of like now I hasten to add, look, and there's nothing exciting about child sexual abuse cases, and there's nothing, you know, adrenaline producing. They are sad and they are infuriating and they stay with you, you know. Trolling for muggers, kind of more fun, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know a lot of police officers worked with you on getting this book done. How do they feel about the way police are portrayed?
You know, the book has only been out for 3 days, so I haven't had a lot of feedback, but the few cops that have gotten a hold of me and talk about it are pretty positive about it. I think that they think it's a realistic portrayal of some cops. And I think that they see the empathy toward cops that runs throughout the book.
There were a couple of stories, past stories, that became movies that reminded me in looking through your book, The Force. And those two stories were what became the movies Prince of the City and L.A. Confidential. Well, how would you compare those?
Well, listen, I'd be flattered by any comparison. You know, James Ellroy is one of our great writers and you know, the great chronicler of the LAPD in a certain era. And those are fantastic books. The L.A. Quartet, you know, there are four of those books that go with L.A. Confidential. Prince of the City is absolutely part of the DNA of this book.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, I mean, that was an enormously influential book to me. Serpico as well, mm-hmm. and French Connection. I knew Bob Lucy, who was, you know, the real-life character that Prince of the City was based on,
mm-hmm.
was a friend of mine, and he and I had conversations about policing and about, you know, being a dirty cop, to use a phrase.
Mm-hmm.
I knew Bobby, you know, after he left NYPD and after that was all over, and we had some soulful conversations about it. You'll see his name in the acknowledgments at the back of the book. So I wanted very much to write a book in the sort of genre and the sort of vein of Prince of the City, but with contemporary beats and relevance to what's going on now.
Any fair-minded person knows that 99.9% of cops are clean and their jobs are done well and professionally every day. The one exception always makes the national news. From your perspective and having dealt with so many cops, how do they feel when they see what looks like a rogue cop caught on cell phone video?
Bitter and angry. Listen, I mean, I've had a lot of these very difficult conversations with cops, and we talk about these things that you see in these video clips, you know, now that, I mean, everybody is a journalist now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they feel betrayed by that cop. They feel angry. A lot of them, though, are pretty analytical about it. Do you know what I mean? They can kind of sit back, and they will give you a very sophisticated analysis of what went wrong. And, you know, and I wish in the media, in the news, you know, that we had more nuanced stories, but we have instead, you know, these sound bites and very quick and rapid stories and rushes to judgment and things about what goes on, when in fact they tend to be very multi-layered, and there's a lot of backstory to these things that would be good for the public to know and be educated about.
The name of the book is The Force. The author is Don Winslow. It brings elements of race, culture, poverty, economics, and politics into a story of police corruption. How can people get copies of The Force?
Oh, they can go to any bookstore. I think it's pretty easy to get right now.
Don Winslow, thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success with your great novels.
Oh, I know Prescott well. Really nice town.
Good, terrific. Thank you.
Well, thank you for having me very much.
You bet. Have a great day.
All right.
Bye-bye. Stay tuned. There's more coming your way on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to centurypainting.com.
When you reach your retirement age, 62 or older, additional income could make your current financial situation more stable. How about Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, commonly known as a reverse mortgage? Some advantages are no monthly principal and interest payment, monthly income, a line of credit, or both, plus you could delay your Social Security benefits.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, my name is Cody Ann Yarns, and I'm the owner of the Cody Ann Team at Realty Executives, a real estate sales team.
And I'm Michael Yarns, owner of Rent Right Management Solutions. Cody Ann and I both earned our bachelor's degrees from Prescott College.
Prescott is where we met 12 years ago, and Prescott College is where we learned the skills we needed to be successful entrepreneurs. Every day, we are proud of the work we are doing to enrich our community.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, since you heard Don Winslow talking about the movies that his books have been made into, including the upcoming The Force, which will come out, I believe, March of next year, another great movie, which is showing tonight at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. This is, you know, Tuesday Night Classics. It's Back to the Future, the 1985 Michael J. Fox, Christopher Lloyd masterpiece. That will screen at 7 o'clock. It's only $5 at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley, so don't miss that. Once again, on the theme of movies, you know, of course, last week about this time, the Oscar nominations came out. That's given us a week to kind of juggle those nominations around and see what we think about them. Well, The good thing about the nominations is, just giving you the Best Picture nominations, that's nine movies that maybe people ought to see, because these are the nine movies the voting members of the Academy think that you should see, which represent the state of the art. The good thing about that is you're going to see movies that you wouldn't normally have seen because, well, if it's a Best Picture nominee, it must be pretty good, huh? Unfortunately, you're also going to see, if you see all the Best Picture nominees, you're going to see the occasional film that makes you go, who in the world thought this was a Best Picture nominee? Well, that was my experience last week. I went to see Three Billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri. I'm from Missouri, okay? So maybe I'm prejudiced. First of all, there is no such place as Ebbing, Missouri. Now, you know how what sticklers movie directors are about authenticity. Okay, it's a fictional place, I get that. But then it was filmed in North Carolina. And there is not a single shot, an outdoor shot in this movie that looks like anything in Missouri. Missouri is flat. It's like Kansas. And it's all rolling hills and small mountains in North Carolina. Third, anybody who lives in a town in Missouri, the size of Ebbing, is going to pronounce it Missouri. And they call it Missouri in Ebbing, Missouri in the movie. Fourth, there were four major characters in this film who would be in prison for doing the things they do in this movie. Now, I realize the police force there is very, very corrupt. In fact, Sam Rockwell, who was nominated for Best Supporting Actor for playing the Deputy Dixon, he says he based his character half on Barney Fife and half on Travis Bickle, the Robert De Niro character from Taxi Driver. And yes, he does carry it out quite that way. Fascinating character. Now, I realize that movie critics sometimes go absolutely crazy over a movie just because it's original. Because there are so many graduates of the Robert McKee Screenwriting School in Southern California who go out and write screenplays. They all tend to have a sameness about them. Movie critics will tell you they can tell after 10 minutes what's going to happen. Well, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri has a lot of twists and turns, a lot of the unexpected. If you're looking for something completely original, that's the one. Go see it. Decide for yourself. To me, just my own opinion, it was the phoniest movie of the year. I can't believe this was nominated for Best Picture. But see it for yourself. Decide for yourself. If not that, there are lots of other really, really good movies out there. So with that in mind, stay tuned for Talk of a Town, Prescott Valley. Then join me tomorrow at 3 for Q&A with my guests, author Kimberly Miles. Her book, At the Root, asks if your mouth could be the root cause of your health problems. And Carol White with advice on treating and living with memory loss and Alzheimer's. That's Wednesday at 3 for Q&A, when I will see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.